In the name of God, the Holy, and the Divine Trinity. Amen. There's something really weird going on in our gospel today. And I don't mean the demons or even the guy living in the graveyard doing a good imitation of the exorcist, breaking his chains and breathing and all. Now, the part that's really weird is at the end. The guy with the demons has been a hazard to the neighborhood, naked, breathing, breaking his chains. And now, thanks to Jesus, he's healed. He's clothed, he's in his right mind. Now you think that those in the area would be happy, or at least amazed, except maybe the guy who owns the herd of pigs, which are not floating around dead in the Sea of Galilee. He would be very happy, but everyone else you think would be overjoyed. But they aren't. As a matter of fact, they're afraid. Seized with great fear, our text says. And that's really kind of strange. Now, the account of the crossword puzzle word, demoniac, the guy with the flock of demons, appears in three of the four Gospels, Mark, Matthew, and Luke. And there's some differences in how the story is told, but there's not a lot of overlap. Everybody agrees that this took place somewhere they can't quite identify the town, but it was across the Sea of Galilee in what is clearly Gentile territory. People in our gospel today are all Gentiles, non-Jews, except for Jesus and the people who brought with them on the boat. This explains the herd of pigs. Gentiles would have eaten pork, but for Jews, no. Pork's unclean, not kosher. Now, the guy with the demons has been living in a graveyard, and dead bodies, graveyards, are also unclean. So Jesus and company have gone outside Jewish territory, to a place that's unclean, to a guy who is demon-possessed. And on the way, just before our passage today, there was a bad storm on the sea, and Jesus told it to be still, and it was, and then he chided the disciples for their lack of faith. Curiouser. Jesus arrives, and the guy with demons meets him and immediately shouts, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." Because Jesus had just told the demons to leave. Now, clearly the demons have the faith, but the disciples seem to be lacking. They have no doubt at all that Jesus is really bad news for them. They try to bargain, "Well, just let's go to the pigs, okay?" They're afraid. Why? Because they were quite reasonably fear annihilation, being wiped out completely, losing themselves. Now, the guy who has the demons, I'm sure isn't exactly happy to have them, but, you know, he's had them for a while. He lives in the graveyard, not in the house anymore. He doesn't even seem to have pain anymore. He's fully identified with his illness. His sickness is named Legion. It's his role, the victim of demons. He's not considered a responsible person because of them. And folks in town, well, they all know the demon guy who lives out in the cemetery. And, you know, they may well say, "It's a shame he's so bad at all." But, you know, that's just how it is. He's out of the graveyard in chains because, you know, it's just not safe to have him around. It's best if he's in a, you know, more appropriate place for people like that. Where the kids won't see him naked and in chains. Where we don't have to see it because, you know, it's just not nice. And when Jesus allows the demons to go with the pigs, and the pigs throw themselves into the sea and are drowned, the pig herders tell everybody what happened. That those demons are returned to the deep, to the abyss. That this Jewish rabbi has such authority that he just told them to go where they went. Well, all the folks from town have to come out and see this. And they find the poor man transformed. He's clothed, he's in his right mind, and they're seized with great fear. Why? Jesus heals this hopeless case, and they're afraid. Because because now he's going to live in the neighborhood? Because now they might be held to account for how they treated him? Because he's still different. I mean, how many people do you know that have been possessed? And we are used to dealing with difference. Because if he can suddenly be healed, changed, transformed, without any notice at all, something similar could happen to me. Ooh, that's kind of scary. Difference is often scary if it's not under my control. When I can't talk anymore about them up there, those folks oppressed like the guy with the demon was, when them has to be considered as part of us. Jesus gives this guy a new identity, a transformed identity. He's no longer defined by what oppressed him. Something to consider, what might we be oppressed by? What has always defined us? What oppresses us? What might Jesus release us from, transform us, give us a new identity? What freedom is it about which you might go home and declare all that God has done for you, as Jesus tells the guy who used to have demons? You know those chance people? They won't just be able to go home and pretend it never happened. Because the guy's staying there. He's going to live like next door, down the block. You can't just forget about it. Things are going to be different.